Paul arrived at about 7 p.m. She was escorted by her attorneys, including former DeKalb County District Attorney J. Tom Morgan. Reporters swarmed as she and her attorneys declined comment.
Huh? Have anything to say to the children?
A grand jury originally recommended Hall's bond be set at more than $7 million. Her attorneys were able to lower that to $200,000. Morgan said the initial bond amount was excessive.
I haven't seen that in cases of genocide. The bond that we have now that the DA's office agreed to is very reasonable considering there's been no violent crime, there's been no prior history, anything like that.
Morgan wouldn't get into the facts of the case, but in a phone interview with WABE before Hall turned herself in, he said his client plans to defend her innocence vigorously.
We are adamant that she did not participate in any wrongdoing and knew nothing of any wrongdoing as well.
Other indicted APS officials won similar bond reductions as Hall. The bond amount for Sandra Ward, formerly of Parks Middle School, was reduced from $1 million to $50,000. Outside the jail, many of the defendants and their attorneys ignored requests for comment from reporters. Others, like attorney Derek Jones, were hostile.
This matter will be tried and dealt with in a public forum of a courtroom, not in the media. The fact that there is this circus here over this just shows that there's something wrong.
Next, Hall and the other defendants will be scheduled for arraignment, after which they'll gain access to discovery. The Fulton District Attorney has not yet scheduled a date for that. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.